Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm a free fish.
I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up. And apparently, this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy
this
boy.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, a.k.a. Fancy Boy.
I have a question about that.
Yeah?
Why is she calling you Fancy Boy?
Because I'm a fashion plate in certain parts of the world.
Lasagna. Oh, yeah, I can see that from looking at you.
Yeah. I mean, Australia, New Zealand, I mean, I got a lot of double takes when I'd walk by the folks. They'd be like, wow.
Yeah, look
that's
at that.
That's a handsome man.
Were they looking at someone behind you?
Because you used fancy ketchup on your french fries.
Yeah, they were looking at someone else. Yeah, but still, they said that. Yeah, Bubble Boy with us now. He's joined the party.
Hola.
Welcome. Yeah. And yeah, no ketchup on the chips. That's bad form in Australia and New Zealand. But I'll tell you what, I don't know what it is about that part of the world. They know how to do fish and chips way better than anybody else. I mean, I guess they got it from the UK, but their fish and chips are like, you know, it's like getting a hamburger. I know they imported it there in Australia, New Zealand, but every place would have it. And when you got it, they were consistently great. The fish was perfectly cooked and the french fries or chips were just crispy and salted perfectly. I was like, what is going, why can't we have this?
Because we suck.
We'd be hungry.
Yeah. we could definitely learn something from them in that regard. That said, you know, everything we have here in the States, they have there. And, you know, I mean, we don't have the Great Barrier Reef, but we got great reefs, at, you know, down in the Keys and off the coast of California. There was a lot of similarities that I saw, you know, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I just mean that it's kind of condensed and in those parts of the world and quite cool. But, you know, as far as like, do they have a lot of stuff we don't have? Well, you know, the box jellyfish in Australia. And here's the dynamic between the two, Australia and New Zealand. You know, Australia has all this stuff that can kill you. You know, saltwater crocs, box jellyfish, all these poisonous snakes and, you know, fruit bats that are, you know, the wingspan of like 6 to 9 feet. It's crazy. They're like flying dinosaurs. It's insane around Australia. Then you go to New Zealand and they have none of that. I mean, you can't even walk through the forest or rainforest in Australia without the plants attacking you or, you know, if you rub up against this particular plant, it'll poison you and kill you. But you go to New Zealand, just a few hundred miles away via cruise or ship or plane, they got none of that. And you can walk barefoot through the forest and rainforest and nothing will bother you. They don't have poisonous snakes, spiders. They have them and they're as big as your hand, but they're not poisonous, evidently. At least that's what they told us, unsuspecting and gullible tourists.
So if you're going to move somewhere, New Zealand over Australia.
Well, I guess if you don't want to die.
Not yet.
I will say overall, just in total stereotype, you know, pigeonholing everybody as we do. The folks in Australia, I found a little bit more entertaining, like Scuba Steve there. They have a sense of humor, which maybe they have to, because like they could die at any minute, you know, walking around the continent. I don't know. But the difference between the two is that to me, is like the Australians kind of have like almost like a southern type hospitality or vibe to them, like for folks like in the south and the U.S. You know, you get a little southern hospitality edge to it, a little country bumpkin kind of vibe, you know. Like,
so I'd fit right in?
Exactly. Okay. Jerry's definitely in the Aussie category, where the New Zealanders are a little bit more formal. And I know that's just being, you know, like a stereotypical comment, and that may be totally
not necessarily
baseless.
I don't know. I don't have any preconceived notions of New Zealand.
But the Kiwis, as they are called, and they were super friendly too. Don't get me wrong; they were very nice. But there's something else. There's a little added edge or something to the Aussies that kind of gives them a little bit more of a I don't know, crazy, nutty, friendly vibe. They kind of, you know, is fun to connect with. I just found them quite humorous.
Well, weren't they way back like all criminals?
Maybe that's it. They were founded by burglars and criminals.
It was a penal colony.
Yeah. And that's where the, like, UK, I guess, sent all their...
But they have women, too.
Oh, yeah.
They have...
they're women criminals,
not
too.
Not just a penal colony.
Ah, there's
that. Oh, yeah.
Right.
America had penal colonies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our criminals. Yeah, I think mostly from Virginia.
Right.
And, oh, sorry, Jerry.
People's
Georgia.
Name Jerry.
hey, well, hey, if the boot fits.
Right.
Why he gets along so well with the Aussies, because he fits right in.
Right. And you know, I don't think it's the same for Australia, but as I said, there's 4.5 sheep to every person in New Zealand. Everywhere you look, there's sheep.
New Zealand or Australia?
New Zealand. Australia.
You said Australia.
I did
first.
Not. Yes, I said New did. Zealand. You're a liar!
In the first segment, you were talking about Australia.
No, that is incorrect. You're incorrect, sir.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
So you were just jumping all over the place with no context.
You're incorrect.
Tell Greg really liked the sheep. He loved them.
Yeah, he keeps mentioning it.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. I want to be factually correct.
Did you adopt one? Did you pet them?
I did not.
Did you milk a sheep?
Can did you
milk
you a sheep? You
can only
sheep?
Get so close with the sheep because, you know, if you get too close, then you got to claim.
We don't want to hear
something
about it, Greg.
When you're
we
trying to come back
it.
In the States that, you know, you had.
Lanolin? Isn't that where they get lanolin from? Sheep?
No,
yes,
wool.
It is.
It's wool. It's wool and possum.
What? No, they got lanolin too.
No, we got possum here.
Yeah.
No, it's a different possum they have in Australia. It's a.
Oh, they have an opossum.
No, it's just
we
a possum.
Just have we have
possum.
Opossum.
They're actually quite cute and furry in New Zealand in particular. But they're
furry here too.
They're a pest, so they're trying to get rid of them. So there's a hybrid. Like gloves and hats.
I've got a possum that visits my backyard from time to time.
Yeah, that's a totally different.
It's very
imaginary.
Smart. He does tricks.
Yeah,
he plays dead.
Imaginary
did,
friend.
Did the sheep get jealous of you when you?
Well, the sheep. They take the wool, the merino wool, which is New Zealand. They were famous for that for years.
Oh, that's where that
and
comes
now
from.
They yeah, okay. And now they've created a hybrid. Form of that with possum, so it's possum merino wool.
Possum hair.
Oh my god.
Oh, gross.
And you know, merino wool was used in wetsuits as a lining for one of the manufacturers for a year. I think there's still a manufacturer
that's
doing that.
That would feel weird
because merino wool is you know supposedly has some pretty good insulation properties. So the fleece lining of a wetsuit. On some of the warmer ones, they had a merino.
I've never had one with the fleece.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
Makes sense.
But I don't know if anyone's doing merino / possum, which is like the new
what about
gold
just
standard.
Possum, all possum.
I think if you go all possum, then
never go all possum?
No, you never go all possum because there may be some problems.
What kind of problems?
I think
it's low at the U.S.
Can you elaborate?
No, I think it has to do with like the
itchiness.
Genetics of the fur might, you know, come off or something.
Like chafing?
Know. Yeah. It might be too stiff or something. That's what she said.
Jinx.
Wow. Okay. See, this is what happens when I take a month off.
Hey,
you
Greg,
come back to total chaos. And Vinny Two Tanks is here too now. So now I feel like I'm back to hell, and here we go. We'll navigate accordingly, and we'll talk about some diving stuff, news and information next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.